Trey Robinson skateboards across Kennesaw's campus. Robinson is a junior communications major who smokes one or two cigarettes a day. He says the change is unfair.
It's a violation of freedom. She's telling me what to do. Like, if I want to, it's my choice. I should be able to exercise my choice.
Nearby sits junior Kayla Jafford, a non-smoker who is studying to become a dental hygienist. She believes the change is positive.
Because it's like a stress reliever at school, that's why a lot of kids start smoking in college. I just believe that if they have that rule set down that they can't smoke, so it would ease them off and they can find other coping skills to actually get like stress relief from it.
And even though the campus is technically smoke-free, some students were still seen puffing on cigarettes and vaporizers in areas previously designated for smoking. So what happens to students who violate the ban? Dean of Student Success Michael Sansevero says this semester it plans to educate students and to ask them to put out their cigarettes. Next semester, he says students and employees can report those who violate the policy and their names will go into a database, but they will suffer no immediate consequences.
And I'm hoping that maybe just the lingering possibility of us having to go to a more stringent system will be enough for people to become voluntarily compliant and not put us in that position.
Sansevero says Kennesaw and the university system will offer free classes to help students and employees quit smoking. Marian Federick is a vice chancellor for human resources with the University System of Georgia.
We want people to be healthier, and we only get there when we eliminate the smoke and the tobacco 100%.
Federick says the university system currently spends $19 million per year on healthcare costs due to tobacco use and related illnesses. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.